Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Today the Church remembers St. Bartholomew, also known in the Gospels as Nathanael, one of the 12, one of the apostles chosen by Jesus to follow him, set up to preach the gospel, the good news to all the nations, sent to administer the sacraments, to baptize, to hear confession and bestow absolution as he breathed on him in the upper room and granted him the Holy Spirit to do just that. To hold the office of the keys also the other way, that as long as someone would refuse to repent, he would not receive that forgiveness of sins. And to preside over the sacrament of the altar. To proclaim the words of Jesus over bread and wine and distribute this for the forgiveness of sins. This Bartholomew, this Nathanael, was found by Jesus in Cana. We read in John chapter 1, the following day, that is the day after John the Baptizer had pointed his disciples and Andrew to Jesus as the Lamb of God that would take away the sin of the world, and he had found his brother Peter and showed him as well, we have these words. The following day, Jesus wanted to go to Galilee, and he found Philip and said to him, "Follow me." Now Philip was from Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip found Nathanael and said to him, "We have found him of whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." Nathanael said to him, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" A little bit derogatory. Can anything good come out of Burlington? Can anything good come out of Muskego? Can anything good come out of Mukwonago? Be similar to that. But this is the one. This is the one they had been waiting for. This is their Messiah. And so Philip says to him, "Come and see. Come and see. This is the one. This is the one we've been waiting for." And so Jesus sees Nathanael coming toward him, and he said to him, "Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom is no deceit." Jesus turns him right on his head. Nathanael said to him, "How do you know me?" And Jesus answered and said to him, "Before Philip called you, when you were under the fig tree, I saw you." Because of this, because of the word that flows from Jesus' mouth, the Holy Spirit works this faith in Nathanael, in Bartholomew's heart. And so in response, Nathanael cries out, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." How can you see that faith is not what we do, not something that we can create? It's by this very passage and many others in the scriptures. Nathanael, Bartholomew, would not have been able to confess that Jesus is the Son of God, that he is the King of Israel, apart from faith given by the Holy Spirit. Jesus answered and said to him, "Because I said to you, I saw you under the fig tree, do you believe? You will see greater things than these." Nathanael, Bartholomew, would see that his Messiah that he would follow would be put to death. But on that third day, as he gathered with the 10, Thomas not being present, he would see the risen Jesus. He would eat with him. He would have the Holy Spirit poured out in flames as of fire on Pentecost upon him. He would go into the world just as he was commanded on the mountain where Jesus ascended. Just as he had been commanded to go ye therefore into all the nations, teaching, making disciples, baptizing in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Nathanael would do that. Tradition held that he would go to Armenia, and while in Armenia, the Holy Spirit used him to convert the king there. Once you can convert a king, you can often convert the people. But the king's brother was not so fond of this and had him flayed alive. That is why you can see that, don't look too closely, but on the cover of your bulletin, you will see that it is not a coat that he is hanging on to there in that statue. This man followed Jesus. It took him to different parts of the world to proclaim that message, and ultimately, it led to him being put to death for confessing the saving name of Jesus. How are we as American Christians? We say we'd rather die than fall away from the faith. We say that in our confirmation vows. But think about all the things that we let get in our way. Get in our way of confessing Jesus. Get in our way of worshiping him regularly, of receiving the gifts that he has given in the word and in the sacraments. I would rather die than fall away. But I would rather do many other things than actually listen to his word. Most assuredly, I say to you, hereafter you shall see heaven open, the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. Jesus ascended into heaven 40 days after he was risen from the dead, and he was seated on the right hand, the side of authority of the Father. And that is how he can be with us today. And not just with us, but with every Christian church that confesses the presence of Christ bodily throughout the whole world at one single time. Jesus transcends all of it. Bartholomew confessed him to his death, and it is accounted to him as righteousness. He is seated on the thrones that will judge the tribes of Israel, that will judge the rest of the world with Christ. When you give consideration to the wisest words of the wisest man that ever lived, King Solomon, you get our Old Testament lesson. Do not forget my law, but let your heart keep my commands. For length of days and long life and peace they will add to you. Let not mercy and truth forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart, and so find favor and high esteem in sight of God and man. And here's some of the most beautiful words. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Too often, we claim that we believe in God. We claim the words of the first commandment and its meaning, you shall have no other gods. What does this mean? We should fear, love, and trust in God above all things. And yet we try to direct our own paths. We try to pretend like we are smarter or know better than God. We try to control everything, instead of letting the very one who by speaking created the heaven and the earth, the light, the seas, the dry land, the vegetation, and then breathed life into our first parents. The one who sent forth his son because he takes sin so seriously to die for it. Too often we trust in ourselves rather than God. Do we let him have free reign over our lives? Do we submit to him in all things that he might direct our paths? Or do we trust in our own selves, in our own hearts? Do we lean on our own understanding? You know where you're at with that. Repent and believe on Jesus Christ. Follow him. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. The world is very evil, and the days are waxing late. So keep sober and keep vigil. You have the word of Jesus. the apostles that he sent gave us that word, inspired by the Holy Spirit. You have St. Paul, who was raised up to proclaim that word as well, that we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. Think about your life. Yes, you have trials, you have tribulations, and yes, God has not left you. We are hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. Bartholomew was struck down for confessing the name of Jesus. But his soul is in heaven awaiting the day of resurrection, where that body that was likely flayed will rejoin his soul and praise him for all of eternity in a glorified way. They might strike us down, dear Christians, but they cannot destroy us, not if we hold fast to the faith in Jesus Christ. Always caring about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body. Give yourself over to God. Let him rule your life. Submit to him in all things. And you will see just how blessed this life is. Yes, you will still have hardships and tribulations, but this life pales in comparison to the life that is eternal. Jesus, the greatest at the table, came to serve. And so at his supper, he is the host. He is the waiter. He is the one who gives you these things, the forgiveness of sin. The church sings. All praise for him whose candor through all his doubt you saw. When Philip at the fig tree disclosed you in the law, discern beneath our surface, O Lord, what we can be, that by your truth made guileless, your glory we may see. Amen. The peace of God that passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.